Module 2, Your Unique Vision. Many people live in a state of dogma in which the connection with soul has weakened. You may sometimes feel disassociated from your soul while attempting to achieve worldly goals. When the connection with the soul is fragile, it becomes challenging to achieve or even set the right goals. And that's why you may feel dissatisfied even after getting the things that you desire for so long. Living life by standards set by others, living life by the principles or standards set by anyone else, these things can distort your personality and cut your potential. You observe others' persona and try to absorb and soak in their conventional and materialistic behavior as part of your psyche, and that doesn't necessarily lead anywhere good. Have you ever noticed that when you're at a restaurant that you tend to like what others have on their plates more than what you have on your plate? If this happens to you, what may be going on is that you're thinking what most people are doing is right instead of concentrating on what you really want. Do you really want to do all that? Or are you just doing it under society's unconscious or conscious burden? You are most likely not seeking what your soul desires in those situations, but you're instead going after superficial and materialistic ideals that society is pushing on you. And I want to tell you about two kinds of situations that are common. First, society has most likely sparked your interest by the superficial glow of things so that you're not able to see beyond your own reasoning. In this situation, your conscious mind is unaware of your soul and your inner potential. Second, you may consciously attempt to detach yourself from your inner self since you may become afraid of accepting the unconventional goals from your soul. Take an example of a child whose parents have made up their minds that their son will become a scientist or a mathematician, while in fact the child's inner self is inclined toward art. Even when the child can barely talk, society puts words in the child's mouth to answer a simple question, what he wants to do in life. When he answers what the parents expect him to answer, he gets more attention and appreciation from them, making him feel worthy, slowly and steadily, without him knowing it. He starts trying to be something he never wanted to be and never wants to be. What happens next? His desires unconsciously become what society wants them to be, and he starts setting goals according to society's will. This is just one example. There are many instances in which the fragile minds of kids or even adults unconsciously surrender in front of society's pressure and never attempt to explore what they really want to do. Naturally, people can become greedy for appreciation and attention. They start seeking things that are more acceptable in society. These pressures are so loudly roaring in your mind that your personality sometimes can't even hear the voice of your soul anymore. Since your childhood, you may have attempted to set goals according to people's responses to these goals. You may have a desire for a luxury car or a large home just because the media has promoted their worth in the eyes of society. So you feel that society can give you more attention and appreciation if you own a luxury car or wear brand name clothes. The pressure from society is extremely high. The voice around it is so loud that it doesn't even allow you to understand that all the things that you are intimidated by are not actually what you want. They are things that society makes you believe that you require and are a necessity for you, but they're not. You don't even realize how your surroundings mold you into something that you're clearly not meant to be. You have suppressed your soul so much that you can't even hear the voice of your soul screaming for tranquility. Generally, kids are pure and free from society's pressure and away from the overpowering grasp of social media. That's why you will see them enjoying the smallest of pleasures. They don't need superficial or materialistic things to be excited. They are attached and synced with their souls. They look for the things that give them inner pleasure, regardless of the worth of those things. In contrast, as kids grow, society shapes their wants by giving them superficial goals and making them believe that they will have a wonderful life by achieving those goals. Still, even after achieving those goals, the inner calmness is missing. Imagine this. You have a nameplate outside a high-end office with a huge glass window with a perfect view of the city. You have curtains that go up and down with one single movement of your finger, and lights going off and on with voice command. People are standing outside your office waiting for you to instruct them. Your work is filled with ventures, providing you surety of your future stability, and you're sitting in the office going through files, and minutes are turning into hours, and the clock hands are moving slowly. You're surrounded by everything that you want, but you still want the clock to go faster. There's a deep silence that you can feel inside. You are surrounded by people and still feel lost. You are physically present in the office, but mentally altogether somewhere else. At last, the clock strikes 5 o'clock, and it's time to go home. You come home, get done with your chores, and finally at night, you're standing in front of a canvas with calmness on your face and a brush in your hand. You have the power to paint your thoughts, visions, and imaginations on the canvas, and this is what makes you happy. You are alone here, but not lost. You feel inner serenity. The time is flying, and you're enjoying every passing moment. Finally, at the very end of a full day, you feel satisfied. Here, office and painting are just terms that I'm using to explain how you are providing more time to the things that you don't like as opposed to the things that give you satisfaction. Worldly pressures are overcoming your thoughts, urges, and desires. This unwanted feed to your soul will make your soul deprived of expression. Your soul and the organic entity will continue crying out more and more loudly in their dimensions, while the link between them is already lost. The cry of the soul doesn't remain silent. This has been observed scientifically, that a depressed mind can lead your body to sickness. Our body parts get affected, and not just psychological effect, but physiological changes can occur that cause adverse effects on health. The easiest example is whenever you feel intense anxiety due to any situation, you can feel your heart rate increasing. You may face difficulty breathing, and sometimes you can get an instant headache. At a later stage in life, this cry may present serious body ailments and mental health challenges that can even lead to functional disabilities and acts of desperation. Moreover, the unconscious callings from your soul make you feel unsatisfied, irritated, and resentful. You'll not be able to hear your inner callings unless you stop running behind materialistic things and chasing them, and instead give yourself a break to find what your inner self wants from you. You may feel like you lack the potential to achieve extraordinary goals in this materialistic world. Goals are related to every aspect of life. This pressure doesn't just constrict itself to career choices, but surrounds you in every way possible. Certainly, you've witnessed people asking couples if they have kids, and if they don't, they ask when they will have kids. After a few years, couples are bound to think that their married life is incomplete without a baby and start pressuring themselves with conventional wisdom. No one genuinely seeks the answer from their soul. Why do they want kids? Whether they want them for their sake or to make a tick on their list of social norms decided by someone else for them. Just imagine yourself and think, has it ever happened to you that you got something you wanted? For instance, perhaps you always wanted a certain job at a certain company and a trip to your ideal destination or a car or the house of your dreams, and you finally succeeded in getting them. Still, your happiness and satisfaction lasted for a very small amount of time and then vanished. If that's happened to you, then it means that your inner soul is not synced with you, and you're running after superficiality and worldly things that will never be able to soothe your soul. You'll see plenty of people setting goals according to their timeline that they think will provide them with a well-established, successful, and comfortable life. But they don't get satisfaction even after completing their goals. Even a single setback can lead them to anxiety, misery, or anger that they are not able to easily overcome. This is just because they are running after superficial goals, whereas the soul is still empty and hungry for what it wants. And with just one simple setback, it can be difficult for the person to get back on track. So let's talk about feeding your soul. With passing time, your soul is seeking to fulfill its urges. You need to take a step back and give yourself some time to rethink and reevaluate your unique vision and connect with your soul, and also understand what you want in your life by letting go of limiting beliefs. Only then will you be able to untangle your inner self and achieve inner peace and happiness in your life. You will be able to unfold and open the gate to your inner potential that will eventually lead you to a better, successful, and happy life that will not just last a few days, but will provide you with long-lasting comfort and peace. What you are doing with your soul is as if you are thirsty for water, but your friend is giving you bread to quench the thirst. Nothing can quench your soul's thirst unless you provide the right sustenance to your soul. It's not just today's story. You can study medieval times and observe that men used to chase power even then. According to their conscious mind, power and money were the two things that would lead them to happiness and satisfaction. Men started considering money and power as synonyms for peace and satisfaction, leading to unnecessary competition and selfishness. Today, of course, it's not just men, it's all types of people. The increased urge for power made them less empathetic toward others and their unconscious self. So the same thing happens to women. Their struggle for appreciation and beauty detaches them from their real struggle of finding their inner self and attaching their mind to their soul. In the struggle for money, attention, or beauty, women somehow forget the real meaning of their life and become more conscious about their insecurities, and they lose connection to their inner selves. Social media is another distraction, and the distraction doesn't stop there. At the present, social media acts as a fuel to the fire. The whole world is in your hand, and you can explore anything with one tap. Social media has worsened the situation by giving altogether different targets to life. People are now running after followers, likes, and views. Social media has increased the urge for attention in people, and this is going to change over time. Eventually, it will become something else, but it will still be the same. A seeking for admiration from others external to your soul and what it actually wants. So in this type of situation, you consider yourself worthy and you have given your key to happiness to a stranger. You are worthy only in as much as you are getting attention. The stranger can make or break your day just by putting a great comment or a not so great comment. If you really think about this sort of structure, does social media provide you with happiness, or does it ruin your life by brainwashing your mind and making you think that your happiness lies in someone else's hands? Just pause for a bit and consider what goals you are setting for yourself. You decide to get 1,000 followers. Once you hit 1,000 followers, you get excited for 2 days, and then you start running toward your next goals. You are just trapped in this never-ending vicious cycle. And this is going to change over time as technology changes, but essentially it will still be the same thing, chasing a goal external to what your soul wants to focus on. So this circle won't take you anywhere, but you'll be running in a circle throughout your life if you keep following this path. To gain real happiness, you need to break that cycle. Take a break from all the external distractions and work on yourself to understand what your inner self wants from you. For this purpose, there's a dire need for you to connect with your soul so that you can derive this energy from your soul and explore your hidden potential in this world. Have you ever considered how people like Mother Teresa or Gandhi were so satisfied without owning material items? Can you imagine how Nelson Mandela was so forgiving and appreciative of life, even after years of punishment? In all of the cases of all of these individuals that I've mentioned, they were living their lives to their fullest potential, and they were true to themselves. The true potential that you have is beyond the organic boundaries of your body or materialistic three-dimensional world. So the question arises, how can you go beyond and explore that potential? The answer is the fourth dimension of connectedness. The fourth dimension is beyond the organic boundaries of space and time. You can move freely and do whatever your soul wants to do. You don't need to live a life of goals set according to what others want. You can use your mind to create the reality of the fourth dimension, in which you follow your soul's desires. Since it is beyond space and time, you will not feel any social pressures, reluctance, or interference from others in your fourth dimensional reality. What can be more beautiful than living a life your soul truly wants to live without considering any consequences of the judgments of others? Finding yourself and sinking your mind, body, and soul is the only way to unfold your unique vision. Things that attract your soul should be the things that you should work for to achieve what you were born to do. You won't be able to find out your potential until you give yourself some time and thought. Put all the negativity aside and enter the world in which everything is connected, where all the answers are waiting for you, and where your soul is asking you to go. You need to heal your soul to give yourself physical and emotional balance. You can attract the healing energies from the fourth dimension and soak in the energy so that you can heal your mind, body, and soul. Even more importantly, you will also start acknowledging and understanding the goals of your soul that will lead to your true satisfaction. Similarly, you will start feeling satisfaction while attempting to achieve them because these goals will be in line with the desires of your soul, not with others' perspectives or social pressure. Different mechanisms will be discussed in the following modules that can be utilized to help you explore the fourth dimension, understand your soul's desires, and unlock your hidden potential to live a satisfying life. So join me in the next module as we explore this further. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.